The idea behind fine art and flowers is that floral arrangement is really an artistic endeavor. And you're working with colors, you're working with forms, you're working with composition, all the things that artists work with, that artists think about. And so we have these great masterpieces at the museum spanning every single period of artistic endeavor. And we invite floral arrangers to come and be inspired.
And that can take on many forms, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have, for instance, floral artists who love to work with our more abstract works. You would think that everyone would want to do these beautiful, lush arrangements inspired, let's say, by the Hudson River School. But there are many floral arrangements who get very excited about our abstract works. And one of my most favorite arrangements last year was inspired by our Mondrian painting, which is essentially a set of black bars or stripes with a large blue rectangle. And the most beautiful arrangement came out of that with black bars, white carnations, and blue delphiniums.
Tell me some more about what happens on this weekend.
Well, we have all kinds of activities. It actually opens on Friday and runs through Sunday. The museum is going to be open regular hours, and we have some very special tours because our docents, who are a fabulous group of over 100 people, are organizing special tours for fine arts and flowers. And I do hope that, you come, you hear our marvelous docents. And in fact, we have a special theme tour on Saturday and Sunday at 2:30 called Land and Sea. And we have many, many different events, including a wonderful farm-to-table dinner.
This is this concept where chefs come in and they use locally grown produce and locally grown products. Is
well,
that right?
Well, we work with a number of local farms and businesses and distilleries and vineyards. This year, we're doing an Italian-themed dinner with a cocktail hour in our beautiful, lush Morgan Great Hall. And it's going to be followed by dinner and musical entertainment with Connecticut's Lyric Opera.
Wonderful. And let's talk about the Little Black Dress Night.
The Little Black Dress event actually opens the program on Friday. It is a floral arranging demo in the theater by Bill Graham, who comes to us from Salem, Massachusetts. And it's going to be followed by a three-course lunch with Bill in our Avery Court. And I think that the idea is, you know, that the little black dress is a kind of staple for cocktail parties.
Sure.
It's almost an icon. And he's going to be doing floral arrangements that spin off from that idea of an iconic outfit.
And I see here that you have a marketplace.
Yes, we have a marketplace that's going to be located in our Hartford Current Room, and it's going to feature handmade goods for sale by local artisans and vendors. It's going to be open the same hours that the event is open, and we have about 10 vendors coming from all over Connecticut.
All right, Susan Talbot, thank you so much.
Thank you.